Zok the Mishnah Vayta Masechta Shabbos, Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Habayna, this that we learned when we previously discussed the Avos Melachos, that one of the Melachos is Habayna, one who builds. So now, referring to that, we are asking the question, Kama Yivna, how much does a person have to build? Vehei Chayiv, in order so that he would be Chayiv. And for the Mishnah, Habayna Kalshu, even if someone builds a tiny amount. Let's say you fill up a hole in the wall of a house. So you're also chayiv. Now, I want to remind you that we aren't allowed to do any malacha even less than the shir. But in order to be chayiv a chatas, or worse, b'mezet skila, one has to do a certain amount. Well, when it comes to baina, even if someone fills up a hole in the wall of a house, he's chayiv because this type of building was found when they built the Mishkan. Were there holes in the Mishkan that you had to fill up? Well, the Gemara explains that sometimes there were these worms, or in theory there could be a worm, that would make a hole in the boards of the Mishkan. And the hole would have to be filled with lead that is melted. Vaitrazak the Mishnah. Vihamisates. One who chisels a stone. That means he takes the stone, he cuts it into a shape, or he smooths it out. Originally it's rough, he makes it smooth. In other words, he's preparing it for building. Rashi in the Gemara explains that in some places, there was a minhag to actually make grooves in the stones. So that's what they did to prepare the stones, and that would be considered something one should be chayiv on. Now, technically speaking, why would he be chayiv if he chisels the stone? And the answer is, it would be included in the malacha that the Mishnah is going to discuss now. The malacha of maka bepatish. Zok the Mishnah Vayter v'hamaka bepatish. Someone who strikes with a hammer. So who's striking here with a hammer and what is he striking? Well, the answer is, the people that would break these stones off from the mountain so they could be used. So the way it worked is, you know, shape the stone, put it into position, and after it was kind of carved out and ready to go, so try to imagine the equivalent of cutting along the dotted line. But here, of course, you didn't cut because it wasn't paper, it was a stone. But what they would do is, they would pick up a big hammer and zets! And then it would break apart and fall. So that was the end of the malacha. Because that was considered the end of doing this malacha, so therefore, maka bepatish becomes a term that is used for anything where you finish something off. Whenever you finish something on Shabbos, it becomes a toilada of maka bepatish. The Mishnah explains it's not necessarily maka bepatish, also uva matzad. Matzad is a small axe. Some say it means a sledgehammer. From the Gemara Masechtas Makkos, it is mashma, and maybe you remember learning it, those of you that are learning Masechtas Makkos, that it's a kind of a plane, a wood plane that smooths out the wood. But whatever the case may be, one is chayiv for striking something with a hammer, which is the last blow in order to prepare the stone, or the small axe. Vayter zok mishnah hakodeach, or if someone drills a hole, kalshu, for any amount he would be chayiv. The Batanur explains that this word kalshu refers to the previous things in the Mishnah as well, to the chiseling, to the striking with the hammer, or the small axe. Zera klal, this is the general rule, continues the Mishnah. Kala isa malacha, anyone who performs a malacha, umalachta miskayemes, and it's the type of work that is going to stay. In other words, you don't have to add anything to it. B'Shabbos, on Shabbos, chayiv is chayiv. So l'maisa, the Mefarshim explained, suppose I drill a hole, because I want to make a chayis, I want to put a picture, or I want to drill a hole to be able to see outside. So really I'm chayiv because of two malachis. One is bain and the other is maka bepatish, which is finishing something off that I don't have to add to it. The Mishnah concludes. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Af hamaka, even someone who strikes Burkurnus with a sledgehammer, al hasadan. Sadan was a kind of piece of metal that was there just to be able to strike the hammer with it. It's called an anvil. The problem is when you use the sledgehammer, sometimes when you zets things with it, it may develop a groove, or a crack, or a jagged edge. So the way they did it in the Mishkan was, for every three zetzes that they used with the sledgehammer and what they were trying to fix, they would turn around to this special anvil, which was flat, and smash the sledgehammer onto the anvil. That would straighten it out. So therefore, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Af hamaka bakornis, if someone strikes with the sledgehammer al asadin on this anvil, b'shas malacha as he is working, chayiv is chayiv. And this is a big chiddush, because when he's striking on the anvil, he's not even, at that moment, fixing what he's trying to fix. He's trying to straighten out sheets of metal, but he wants to make sure that the sledgehammer he's using is smooth so it doesn't crack the sheet that he's working on. So he turns to a separate piece of smooth metal to zetz it on, and we still say that he's chayiv, according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, mivnei shehu kimisakein melacha, because it's as if he's improving the work, because he's smoothing the hammer. And if he smooths the hammer, so it won't puncture the thin sheet of gold that he's working on, the metal that he's working on. The Batanur, however, says that the halacha is not like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So basically, in this Mishnah, we learned that when it comes to building, there's no minimum shear. Anytime you basically do anything, even make a small hole, if it's something that's recognized, you can be chayiv for it. And we also learned that whenever you talk about boina, there's also the possibility of being over the malacha of makah bepatish, which means finishing something off. Now, suppose you finished off a utensil that wasn't part of a building, so then you would only be over makah bepatish and not boina, because boina is only if you're building, not making a keli. Now, there are many halachas, you won't get into it. You have to ask your Rav, you have to ask your father what his minig is, but there are many different opinions and halachas, let's say, about opening soda cans or opening tuna fish cans. Sometimes the problem is if it's completely sealed that you can't get to it, and you're creating a new opening, so it's not baina because it's a keli, but it could be makah bepatish. Again, we're not saying here when or how you can do it, for that you have to ask your Rav, you have to ask your Rebbe, you have to ask your father. Just want you to understand what a possible problem could be.